Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We got a guy on the phone for a second date update today named Austin. And Austin went out with a celebrity.
For real?
He didn't say who in the email, but...
you can't when you date celebrities. That's what makes it cool.
Ew.
I'm going to take a guess and go again with Paula Deen.
What?
Why always her?
Well, somebody's got to be dating her.
I don't know. No.
Well, isn't she married?
Let's find out. Austin, you bagged the butter queen?
No, he did not go out with a celebrity chef, especially not Paula Deen.
Oh, okay. I think she's married to Jimmy.
Man, I'm 0 for like 80 on those guesses.
Was it a celebrity, like, high enough where you had to sign an NDA, and that's why you can't say their name?
To be clear, it was actually someone that, like, looked like a celebrity. They weren't actually a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
I was like, ooh, the Olsen twins.
So they look like Paula Deen.
Yeah, there we go. So tell us about the girl that you want us to call. What is her name?
So her name's Tanya.
Okay, and how'd you meet her?
Met her through Tinder.
Perfect.
And she, on Tinder, she's just, like, gorgeous, like, 10 out of 10.
Catfish.
And I think she kind of looks like Khaleesi, like, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, is she the really super blonde one that looks, like, almost, like, albino?
Blonde, hot, blue eyes, mother of dragons, like, smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jose immediately thinks you were catfish. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, anytime it's, like, a 10 out of 10, it's too good to be true on Tinder, bro. I'm sorry, the hot girls don't need Tinder.
Mm.
I mean, that's definitely what I thought, too. But, you know, I just pictured her on that dragon, and I was like, I just got to go for it.
So.
I understand.
All right. So you asked her out, and you met up?
Yeah. So we went on a date at a bar.
Okay.
I got there first, and then, like, she walks in, and she is wearing this dress that is just, like, so form-fitting. It's so hot.
Dude, you hit the jackpot.
I know, but all of a sudden, were you super nervous? Did it, like, change your feeling about the date?
Well, I mean, she sat down, right? And I just, like, immediately, I had to be like, you look just like Khaleesi. Like, I don't know if you ever heard that before. I brought a picture out, like, from my phone and showed her. And she, like, laughed. She blushed. She was like, never been told that before. You're so sweet.
Oh.
Thank God that that's a beautiful celebrity that you're comparing her to.
Mm-hmm.
How was she besides hot, though? Like, what about her did you like?
Is there anything else, Brooke, honestly?
Oh, come on. Yes. If you want to, like, date someone, there has to be more.
Oh, boring.
What'd you guys bond over?
I'm a personal trainer, so we kind of got to talk about fitness. She was into fitness.
I'm sorry. Why am I not surprised?
Phil, you're hot, too, then. Now we get it.
I mean, I don't want to, like, brag and say I'm hot, but, like, I could tell she was into me.
How can you tell that? Just licking her lips?
Something like that, right? I mean, something like that look in her eyes. Like, I could definitely tell she was into me, but, like, I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have this kind of trick I do with this Zippo lighter.
Like one of those metal lighters?
Yeah.
I can tell this is going somewhere I'm really going to like.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
What did you do?
So I can do a couple little things. I can put this little, like, fireball in my hand. I can actually put a little bit of, like, the gas in my mouth and spit fire.
Cool, yeah, I've seen that.
I know. We all have. We've all been 19 before.
Yeah. I used to love my Zippo.
Dude, chicks love it. They're always so impressed. And this is definitely, you know, not for amateurs. You got to know what you're doing here.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, those sixth graders are really impressed by that stuff. You got to love those sixth grade girls.
How does this prove whether she likes you or not? You make it a fireball in your hand.
I mean, I can tell she already likes me, but, like, when I brought this out before, I totally sealed the deal.
Oh, so if there's any question, if she was hesitating, she'd be like, you guys, tell all of her girls about the Zippo man.
And watch me burp fire. Now let's go back home.
You guys get it.
Oh, my God. Did it work?
I mean, she does.
Hey, sounds like it did.
Yeah, I know that noise.
So I invited her back over to my place, and, like, she's about to say yes, and then she's kind of, like, reluctant.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's up? What's going on? And she said, I don't trust myself with you.
Dude, that's, like, the best thing a girl can say to you,
it's
though.
Not. It's such a line.
It's
like, come
on.
So
much. Yeah. I don't trust myself.
I had the perfect line back. I was like, hey, I don't trust myself with you either. And that's a good thing.
Oh, hey, look at you firing back. I'm guessing that didn't work.
No, it did work. Are you kidding? No. We got in the lift. We went back to my place.
Oh, you did?
Oh, wow.
So you don't trust each other, and you instantly went to your place.
I like how, like, not trusting each other is literally just saying, let's go hook up.
Yeah, we're not going to fight this anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so how did things go back at your place?
Things went really, really well. Like, we had fun.
Play Twister?
It is something like Twister.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Around.
Okay. But did something awkward or weird happen or something? Because she's not calling you back, man.
Nothing I can think of. Like, it was like a smooth sailing. She was into me. I was into her. But yeah, now she's not responding.
Dude, this sounds weird, but do you think she used you?
That's not weird. That happens all the time.
Really? I always hear the other way around, but not hot girls.
She could have. I'm definitely good looking enough for that, but I really liked her, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Okay, so you were thinking of more.
That's good.
All right, Austin, well, let's find out. We're going to play a song, do a couple fire tricks, come back, and then we'll call Tanya for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Oh, man, that's great.
All right, hold on. Hey, Austin.
Hey.
I really want to do this second date update, but I don't know if I can trust myself with you on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. What a line.
I mean, I get that a lot. I'm really serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You won won me over.
Brooke's right. Girls do always say that.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
I only heard it once, so that's why I thought.
It's like the only classy way to say, yo, I want your junk.
If you're just tuning in, Austin met Tanya on Tinder. And they met up at a bar where he did some fire tricks with a lighter. And she told him, I don't know if I can trust myself with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know if I can trust myself with you. And before you know, they ended up hooking up. And ever since then, though, she's stopped talking to him.
Now they really don't trust each other.
Yeah, there's zero trust now. Like, not in a good way anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the problem. She really won't call me back now.
I mean, the way you described it is everything went just perfect.
It did.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. I mean, she hooked up with me on the first date. What else do you want?
Yeah, I can't really do more.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you weren't that good in bed. Have you ever thought of that, Austin?
Ooh, don't hurt his ego.
All right, I'm sorry. You got to shut your mouth right now. That is not an issue.
All right.
We'll find out, won't we, Austin?
Yeah, maybe we should ask Tanya where the issue lies. We're gonna dial her phone number right now and try and get your second date update, okay?
That's great.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tanya, please?
This is she.
Hey, Tanya. How you doing? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
What? Am I, like, on the air?
You are.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jeffrey. You cannot hear
her. She sounds cute.
She does.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Oh, she's hot.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting this.
All of the men in the room need to calm themselves.
Jeffrey's blushing.
I am. Okay, sorry. Wanted to talk with you, Tanya.
Really like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Could we talk with you?
Why?
I talked with you, huh?
Yeah. Shut up.
Is this your first time talking to a woman?
Can we hang up and call back?
Tanya.
Brooke, you do this one.
Tanya. Tanya, a person you recently went out on a date with called us to get a hold of you because apparently you're not calling him back.
Oh, no. Okay. Who is it?
His name is Austin.
Oh, no. Gross.
What? Gross? No way.
Oh, my God.
Austin,
he is going to die when he hears that. Oh.
What makes you say gross?
Well, like, at first, I was into him or whatever, but, like, I'm not anymore.
Is there something that changed? Because his description of the date, everything was perfect.
Yeah, he told us everything that happened that night.
He told you, like, everything?
I mean, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He said you guys went to a bar. He did some cool lighter tricks for you and got you back to his place where you guys apparently had a really good time.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess all that's right or whatever, but, like, afterwards, things happened, and I'm really not okay with it.
What?
Like, things in the bedroom happened or things the morning after happened?
No, he just, like, after that, he just, like, really crossed the line and made me realize he's, like, a total asshole.
Whoa, that's a strong word.
Really?
What did he do?
So, my sister sends me a text, like, a few days later with a screenshot of Austin's Instagram profile.
Okay.
And she's like, do you know this guy? And I was like, well, yeah, I went on a date with him a couple days ago. And she told me he's been blowing up her profile, like liking all her photos, leaving heart emojis on her pics, like flirty comments and stuff.
So wait,
on your sister's Instagram profile?
Yeah, on my sister's Instagram profile, not mine.
Whoa,
wait,
hold on.
He's hitting on your sister.
Yeah.
Did he find her through your social media pages? Is that how he found her?
I mean, that's what I'm assuming, yeah.
Oh my God, that is gross. Why would he do that?
Hold on, is he like complimenting overly or is he just liking a lot? Because he could just be nice because you're her sister.
Oh no, the comments were not acceptable. They were not appropriate.
Whoa.
Like what? What did he say?
Stuff like, nobody should be able to look this hot and then like leaving three heart emojis afterwards.
Oh. I mean, sounds pretty innocent to me.
No, what, dude. Jeffrey?
I don't know what the problem is there.
I mean, like, that's crossing the
line. He even like called her like, so during the date, I'm not sure if he told you this, like he said that I look like Khaleesi or Daenerys in the Game of Thrones series. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really sweet or whatever, but then he said the same thing on one of her profile pics.
Oh, no.
Well, you are siblings, so you probably look alike.
Yeah, but come on, come up with something else. I'm with you, yeah. Tanya. That's ridiculous. I would be pissed.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, it's gross.
Well, maybe we should ask him directly, because, Tanya, we didn't tell you this, but Austin's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God, shut up. He is not.
Yeah, he is.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, God.
Austin?
Hey, boo.
Oh, my God.
Don't call me that. That's gross. You're so gross.
That was
hard. How are you doing?
What?
Have you been listening to the call, Austin?
I mean, yeah, I've been listening to the call. But, like, she's totally off her game right now. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, my God, that is such crap. Like, I have proof.
Yeah,
wait, are you saying, Austin, that you didn't comment on her sister's page?
I mean, I commented on her sister's page, but, like, it was just, like, being friendly and, like, supportive. Like,
that's
I don't know.
No, that is just bull. Absolute crap. Comments that you left sounds like you wanted to hook up with her, and you probably do, but that's not you went on the date with me.
I'm not trying to hook up with her, but, like, yeah, I mean, those comments are, like, I think something anyone would want for their sibling, you know? Like,
what?
Maybe you'd be cool if, like, someone like me that like, dated someone like her. I'm not saying it would be me, but, like...
Oh, dude!
I'm so confused.
Oh, my God.
So, theoretically...
So, Austin, you think that somebody leaving, like, heart emojis and saying how hot someone looks, that's a very nice and friendly thing to say, not a
Absolutely.
Sexual thing.
Like, I would love if, like, chicks did that for me. Doesn't mean, like, you should be jealous of them.
No!
Oh, my God, you are such a mistake. Do you have a brother? Do you even understand what that would, like, feel like?
There's
I'm with her, for sure. Like, if she left those comments on your brother's page, you'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if, like, maybe, like, you're just, like, insecure about, like, this. Like, I mean, I feel like...
Oh, man, you gaslighting MF-er. What is wrong with you?
Okay, hold on, Austin. Oh. Maybe you have a chance to redeem yourself. Tell me this. Who's hotter?
No, this is not
Oh, my God.
No, you can... There's a right answer here.
No!
Who's hotter, Austin?
It's a loser.
Tanya or her sister?
Do not answer this. There's no way you can answer it right.
There's, like, season one and season, like, eight of, like, Khaleesi, you know?
Season one and season two.
It's a progression. I get it.
Which season is Tanya?
Yeah.
Tanya's, like, season eight. Like, she's riding on the dragons. Like, she's a badass right now.
Oh, dang. Tanya's hardcore.
Does that make you feel better, Tanya? You're season eight, Khaleesi.
God. I don't know, man. What is he going to say next? Like, he's also eyeing my mom, and she's, like, at the end. I'm like, what are, like, look, I'm going to block him. I'm going to have my sister block him, and God, I'm going to call up my mom and make sure she blocks
him. Oh, my God. You may want to talk to your cousins and stuff, too, at this rate.
I mean, even your dad.
You got phone tree that
Austin, you screwed up, dude.
I guess just, like, you're too insecure to handle Austin.
You just sleep next to your little Zippo lighters and do what you need to do, but that's ridiculous.
We're going to sleep next to something. It won't be Zippo lighters, though. Thank you, honey.
Oh,
you used the honey. All right. Wow, this is ending well.
Speaking of lighters, I'm feeling a little fire here, so
yeah.
This feels like the right time to ask. No. Tanya, would you be willing to go on another date with Austin? We'll pay for it.
You couldn't pay me to go out with him on another date.
Oh, we tried.
Yeah. Shocking.
Fine, then. I'm just going to hit your sister and let you know right now.
What?
Thanks, hon, but both of us are way too classy for that crap.
Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't be too sure. She's definitely the kind of girl who would fall for a fire truck. I know that.
Oh!
Hey, it wasn't me falling for anything. I thought you were a sweet, nice guy, and I was just wrong. Big mistake. Mistake on both our parts, I guess.
It's funny that you say it's like it's a big mistake, because that's not what you were screaming when you were at my house.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, you know what? That's fair. You're a one and done, man. That's all.
I like you, Tanya.
Well, no second date for you, Austin. I'm sorry.
I mean, that doesn't matter. Whatever. I'll be out with her sister by the weekend.
Well, if that doesn't work out, you can always slide into my DMs. Leave some comments on there, okay, bro?
Always falling for a fire trick, Jeffrey.
That's right.
You got a sister, Jeffrey?